Screenwriter John Logan has worked on some big films, from Gladiator to the James Bond movie Skyfall, so he knew his latest film, Genius, was going to be a tough sell.
This movie's the worst Hollywood pitch in the history of the world.
That's because it's about editing books. But he thought the story of a feisty relationship between an editor and a writer still had some cinematic qualities, NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
The idea for Genius began germinating in the 1980s when John Logan read A. Scott Berg's biography of Maxwell Perkins, the editor famous for discovering Ernest Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald. But the screenwriter was more fascinated by the relationship between Perkins and a brash young writer from North Carolina, Thomas Wolfe.
Max Perkins was a buttoned-down, staunch, quiet, controlled Yankee. Thomas Wolfe was an unbridled tiger, ragingly theatrical and operatic with every emotion he ever felt, you know, fully and dramatically. So put the two of those people in one room for 2 years editing a book, I think you're going to get something like drama.
Logan arranged to meet Scott Berg and eventually told the biographer he wanted to buy his book. Before agreeing to sell the book to the screenwriter, Berg ordered him to read all of Wolfe's novels, starting with his first, Look Homeward, Angel. Wolfe is not widely read now, says Berg, but back in the 1930s, he was a literary giant.
Thomas Wolfe was considered the Dostoevsky of America. This was the new Walt Whitman. This was the greatest American voice writing.
The problem was, Thomas Wolfe couldn't stop writing. His manuscripts were handwritten and thousands of pages long. If ever a writer needed an editor, says Berg, it was Thomas Wolfe.
I think it would have been utterly impossible for Thomas Wolfe to have edited himself. And I don't mean just his words on paper. He could not edit himself in life. He was bigger than life. He ate too much. He drank too much. He talked too much. Everything was too much. He was totally uncensored.
In the film, when Wolfe meets Perkins for the first time, the manuscript that will eventually become Look Homeward, Angel has already been turned down by a lot of publishers. Even so, the author signals his resistance to making any changes.
You can't kill the deep roots by cutting off a few top branches. And the roots go deep, Mr. Perkins, and they are unassailable.
Mr. Wolfe, we intend to publish your book.
With those words, Perkins and Wolfe begin the task of shaping Wolfe's book into the best-selling novel it would become. Screenwriter Logan says it was an arduous journey.
Thomas Wolfe said every time that red pen or pencil cuts across the page, it's opening his vein. That's what he likened it to. It was a very painful process for him.
Creating anything is difficult, says Logan. And the screenwriter wanted to bring the creative process to life. He wanted the audience to understand what it's like to edit a book.
I find editing and books and paper and pencils and pen very exciting, very sexy, because that's what I do for a living, you know. And I know what it is to open a pad and take out a pen and cross out a line. And to me, there's something visceral and passionate and emotional about that.
The film condenses the editing process into a fluid montage of scenes that show Wolfe and Perkins working on the book, in his office, in bars, in trains.
Every word matters.
No, it doesn't.
They're vital. Vital.
You're losing the plot. He's falling in love.
What was it like the first time you fell in love, Tom? Was it cornstalk yellow and pompous Chesterfield?
It was a lightning bolt.
And that's what it should be. A lightning bolt. Save all the thunder.
I got you. Cut that. Cut that.
That scene, says Scott Berg, really does capture the editing process.
You're actually able to see thinking on the screen. And you see how literary choices are made, and you see them right before your eyes, and it's very exciting.
Both Berg and Logan hope this film will lead to renewed interest in Wolfe's work. He's a challenging writer, says Berg, but well worth the effort.
If you believe in the romance of literature, you will take Thomas Wolfe with you for the rest of your life.
Reading Thomas Wolfe, says Berg, will change the way you look at the world. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.